the prerogative
to
handle
it. Enough with the fucking Shania!
Shut up.
I wasn't being that loud.
He says you were being really loud.
I understood that. Thank you. You don't have to speak Hellhound to pick that up.
Will all of you kindly shut up and take a look around us?
Everyone had been too busy chastising Rita to notice the room they had poofed into. They were right. The space that had been unaccounted for on the map of the fake water treatment plant was indeed a safe house. Unlike an actual water treatment plant, this place had huge vaulted ceilings, opulent, burgundy, silk damask curtains, and enclosed a four-poster bed to their right. Rococo-style carvings and sconces adorned the walls around them. A small, intricately carved stone water fountain was the focal point of a small seating area. A gilded cage took up one corner of the room. The cage was large enough to fit several humans, and the pool of blood at the bottom confirmed its purpose. Most notable of all was the massive glass orb that took up the center of the room. The only folks who recognized what this was were Rita and Millie.
Holy shit.
This would be a lovely spot to host an orgy.
Stop thinking about work and look at this big orb.
That thing's like 8 refrigerators tall.
You really have to spend time with people who aren't American. You're measuring things in refrigerators, for Christ's sake.
What is this giant orb that she measured in refrigerators?
That enormous, haunted glass Epcot ball is full of souls. This is Ambrosio's stash. I've never seen one this big. You know, usually when I say, I've never seen one this big, it's a good thing. This time, it's not.
What the fuck is that? Make it shut up.
Calm down. I'm getting it. It's the DMV transporter. Viv was sending us a transfer code, remember?
That was ages ago. She just got that done?
I suspect time has become increasingly fucky as we've traveled between here, the DMV, and the exchange. I've not been summoned by Keegan in more than a day as well.
Well, on the bright side, it looks like Viv got us a transfer code for Earth, too. Even though she's taken down the borders, we still needed to tell this thing where to transport us. Looks like she figured it out.
Yay, we can go home?
Looks like it. Once we're done here, we're good to go to Earth.
I knew she and Keegan can find a way for us to get back.
What do we do about the orb?
Well, after we find and kill Ambrosio, I say we destroy it.
Obviously, but how?
We've had luck just whacking him with a big sword and an axe.
Hey, so this big ball is full of the souls of people that have been killed on Ambrosio's behalf, yeah? Like the souls of the people his vampires have killed?
Yeah.
So that means if we break it, Kiva's soul should be at rest?
Oh, baby. I don't want to get your hopes up, but maybe? They burn through souls for power and magic. If he hasn't used her soul yet, then yeah. Breaking this would free her to go to whatever afterlife she was destined for.
But there's a chance her soul was already used.
Unfortunately. But she didn't die that long ago. There's every chance she's still in there.
Then I want to help break this thing once we're done.
Of course, my sunshine. I'll even let you borrow my scythe. You know, even though he's like the evilest of evil guys, this safe house has panache. He really knows interior design. Leonard is right. This place would be great for an orgy.
Oh, ah. Why, thank you. I always like to try to make a good first impression.
The gang turned around to see a dark-haired man in a white suit. He held a snifter of blood and seemed nonplussed at the intrusion. As quickly as he appeared, so did a cloud of green smoke behind him. To the right and left of him stood two demons. A glint of something metal streaked across his throat, and a spray of blood followed close behind. Ambrosio's head fell to the floor, followed closely by the rest of his body, which deteriorated into a pool of blood, revealing a satisfied Judith standing behind him.
Judith.
I simply cannot thank you all enough for distracting him for me. One thing I love about oligarchs. If given the opportunity, chopping their head off usually solves the problem. Now that we've gotten him sorted out, which of you would like to die first?
I'm begging y'all to stop being so fucking weird about Dax and Grachna.
Keegan sat at the head of a conference table at the workshop. On one side of him sat Viv and Lupe. On the other side sat Dax and Grachna. He felt as though those were the only people on his side, with the glares he was receiving from every other witch at the table.
I'm being sweet as molasses to them. Don't look at me. It's the other witches who are being assholes.
You're being weird. Notice how I didn't say mean. Weird. You're being weird.
I know most of you are reticent about having a warlock here, and I understand why. I left the Warlafia as a teenager for good reason. I'm just asking that you all try to mitigate some of your very warranted concerns by seeing me as an individual. And not a representative of the Warlafia.
Oh, I see you, all right.
Weird. This is weird.
Enchanté, Dax. My name is Lupe.
Hey, Lupe.
Keep it in your pants, Lupe. They are here as a colleague, not for you to hit on.
Yeah, being a fucking energy vampire.
What was that? Is someone here mouthing off about them being an energy vampire?
You listen here, goddammit! They didn't ask to be an energy vampire. That was done to them without their consent. I swear, I'm gonna come over there and kick you in the balls so hard, you're gonna cough up your own pubes.
Grachna, please. I understand being anxious about the energy vampire thing too, okay? But I gave you all my social media handles, so you could creep me on purpose. I'm feeding on people like Cybertruck owners, crypto bros, Nazis, and people who tell you to drink raw milk. I try to be as ethical as possible.
The Venn diagram of those groups is damn near a circle.
We talked about all of this before they got here, y'all. If you really want me to be in charge of this stuff, then shut the fuck up, okay? I trust them both. They helped me get Sunny, Rita, and Dawn out of a drug-induced D&D fever dream. They share our goals and values.
And could someone as beautiful as Dax really be that dangerous? They are cuter than a bug's ear.
Oh, gosh. You flatter me.
Okay, I know the translation earrings didn't teach you a bunch of southern idioms like cuter than a bug's ear. You're from Puerto Rico.
I googled them to go with the voice.
Dax... You said you had some warlock-related news for us?
Yeah. So, I've been having Warlafia members reaching out to me like never before. This may not seem like a big deal to those outside of the community, but when I left as a teen, they were told to pretend I had died. That's the rule. Once someone leaves the Warlafia, they're as good as dead.
Why have they been reaching out?
Their patrons are dead. Someone called the Kingslayer has been taking them out, one by one. They don't know how to do big magic without them.
Rita. That's Rita. She spent the last 2 years in hell killing demon royalty.
I just saw her last month. You're telling me the chick who takes a bite of the soap in my apartment when she visits is assassinating the kings of hell?
Time's probably been fucked in the ass in whatever dimension she's been in.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
The ones who collect enough capital to reach the King of Hell status are usually warlock patrons. Rita's killed, like, a dozen, I think?
Yeah. From what Leonard said, that sounds about right.
Wow. Way to go, Rita.
Hold up, that overgrown green bean ain't gonna come kill me, is she?
No, Grax. You're good. I don't even have a whole soul for you to borrow anymore. And you've never demanded I kill anyone for you, so I don't think you're on Rita's hit list.
What about that sexy narrator I met? I'd like to let him hit this.
Oh, gosh. Listener, if I had feet, I'd be kicking them while I giggle. I love a big, scaly woman with bat wings.
He's one of Rita's auditory hallucinations. He can't hit anything.
I don't buy that. We had a real connection.
Can we get back to the matter at hand?
Apologies, baby.
Dex, do you think some of these warlocks might actually help us?
I mean, yeah. Some, but not for the right reasons.
What do you mean?
We tend to own nightlife venues, and people don't really seem to feel like clubbing with a bunch of hungry vampires and demons running around. They'll help, but it'll probably just be so they can get their businesses back up and running.
Cool, I don't give a fuck.
Keegan's colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra.
Would you stop?
Excuse me?
No, that came out wrong. I don't give a fuck why they're helping. If they're going to help us keep Earth safe, I don't care about their motivations. We want the same thing right now. And they can help.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you have a great point. What should I have the warlocks working on?
Well, now that I know most of them are without patrons, that changes things. I think their patrons being killed might actually be a benefit to us. If Grakna can help me out on her end.
I'll do whatever I can, sweet pea.
How many like-minded demons are in your book club?
Eight.
Eight?
That dog won't hunt.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you mad I said eight?
Eight demons helping us isn't exactly going to turn the tide of the apocalypse.
Baby doll, did you think I have 150 people in my book club? Have you ever been in a book club?
Well, I guess this was a bad idea.
Now, hold on. Ask me how many like-minded demons I got in my sewing circle or my gardening club.
How many do you have in your sewing circle and gardening club?
Now we're at 50.
That's great. But can you see how 50 demons is barely better than 8?
Sweetheart, those 50 demons are in other groups too.
What?
Each one of these groups is our way of helping each other survive in a hostile place. We have book clubs, knitting and sewing groups, gardening groups, mutual aid networks, repair cafes, mending classes, a goddamn kickball league. Those 50 demons may know another 500 like-minded demons, and so on, and so on.
Oh! Oh my god. I feel so silly.
That's okay, baby. I'm the silliest goose in the pond. You want me to help put out the call that y'all are looking for help?
I do, but we'll need to coordinate with the patronless warlocks. We need demons who can fly and teleport to help us close rift in hard-to-access places around the world. It's getting y'all over here that I'm anxious about.
I have full access to the DMV border computer. I can let them through.
And would the DMV notice that 500 demons came to Earth all of a sudden? And maybe they'd lock their shit down and know that we were in their system?
You're correct on both counts, unfortunately. What's your plan?
We give the orphaned warlock some new patrons. Patrons like Grakna's comrades. I don't know how we'd do that, though. I mean, logistically. That's where my plan falls apart.
You need a special expenses license from the DMV to be a patron. I saved up for 479 years for mine. And there's a wait list.
Cool, so we're back at square one.
Not necessarily. Yeah, there's a waitlist. A waitlist that's managed from the Border Patrol computer.
Really?
Yep. I don't think they'd notice some demons getting their licenses as easily as they'd notice demons teleporting over here. If I can get a list of the applicants, I can go in and expedite their licensure.
Dax, can you work on getting some patronless warlocks together?
On it. I'll call my tattoo artist, Bud, too. She's a sorcerer. She can get some other witch tattoo artists to help.
Oh, that's right. Warlocks need that patron symbol on them.
I can send the word out that we need flying and teleporting demons to help us out. You work up your sigil design when you apply for a license. I'll get them to start on their applications.
What's the plan once we found these warlocks and new demons?
They come here.
The demons and the warlocks?
Yeah.
That idea is nuttier than a squirrel shit.
Ugh.
Oh my god, enough!
I think this can of disinfectant is empty. That's the last flame throwing I can do for now.
Thanks for using the last of it to save me from that critter. Well, which just about ate me up. Why don't you go help the other artificers close the rift? I can take care of myself.
I'm sorry, Arta what?
Oh, you're one of them new witches, huh?
Is it that obvious?
Yep, but that's okay. We all gotta start somewhere. What's your name?
Aster.
Astro, pleased to meet you. I'm Hank.
Hank?
Hank?
Like, with an I?
Yippers.
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
I'm one unique feller, Asteroid.
It's Aster.
You made a magic doohickey with some disinfectant and, what is that thing?
A brulee torch. I'm a barista. Well, I used to be a barista.
Oh, I used to be a Baptist. I get it. You made a flamethrower out of a brulee torch and a can of Lysol. Making magic thingamashits is the realm of the artificer. Seems like that's the flavor witch you are.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
You see that gaggle of Poindexters over there? The ones that look like they just came from the Magic Gathering tournament?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Them nerds is your people. They're working on closing the rift. Keep them safe while they finish their work. Here, you can both...
Hank!
Get the hell off me, you damn fuck! Ow! Oh, no!
You okay?
I think so.
I see blood. Kimber, can you come check them out for me?
You killed that demon with an axe. That was so cool. Are you a witch too?
Nope. Name's Ashley. I'm an esthetician. I got this axe at a hardware store after the broadcast from that witch guy so I could come help, like he said. My girlfriend Kimber is a pediatric ICU nurse. She's gonna get your friend checked out, okay? Are you okay?
You're just regular people coming to help? Y'all are out here. Oh, fuck. Another daggum rift is opening in the sky.
How are we supposed to do anything about a rift all the way up there? That's like 60 refrigerators tall.
And a demon just appeared next to it in a cloud of smoke.
Is that flying demon holding a human?
I think so.
Oh, they're doing it. The demons and the warlocks are helping. Just like Keegan said.
Warlocks? The world is so upside down, I can't tell if you're making a legitimate point or you're babbling about warlocks because you have a traumatic brain injury.
No, look. I think he's right. The new rift is closing.
Did that human that the demon is carrying just shoot me a peace sign?
I think so. And now they're both gone.
Fuck, that distracted me. And your friend still needs help.
I'm okay. You're really just a regular person coming to help?
Yep. That kid on the broadcast was right. The only way we're gonna get through this is together. Are you okay? Are you injured?
If you've got him, I need to go help out the nerds closing the rift. Apparently, I'm a type of witch called an artificer.
Cool.
Yeah. That rift over there is a hell of a lot bigger than the one that just opened up in the sky. And it looks like I can help by keeping the pros safe from the demons. You gonna be okay, man?
Keegan was right. You're right. Everyone's helping.
He can't seem to answer a basic question. What's your name?
Hank.
Oh, no. He can't even say Hank right. Kimber, hurry. I think this guy may be concussed.
No, that's just his name.
Well, Well, that can't be right.
No, I ain't concussed. I'm fine. Just realizing that I'm gonna be okay. For the first time, I think we're all gonna be okay.
Oh, hold on. You don't have to get up, Hink.
I'm all right. I'm just gonna... Oh, son of a bitch!
What is it? I thought you were okay.
Oh, God. Oh, Estron, I fear I done broke my ass.
Kimber, we got a busted ass over here.
How the fuck are we supposed to find these two?
Vicky, Ricky, and Kyle walked through the DMV searching for Astaroth or Uriel. The search was not going well.
Vicky is right. We have searched everywhere.
We literally just looked in their offices. That was Uriel's office. We've only been looking for a few minutes. We've looked two places.
Well, where should we look next? If they're not in their offices, where would they be?
Linda went searching for them, too. She was checking the conference room. They like to make out there, and they don't think anyone knows. Let's regroup with her and see if she's had any luck.
So, Ricky, what does the future look like for you and my boy?
Vicky!
Don't Vicky me. You weren't sure they'd wait for you while you were in the slammer. You thought they might turn you into the DMV if you saw them after our escape. Clearly, the two of you aren't on the same page.
Okay, yeah, but you don't need to butt in. You can mind your own G.D. business.
You thought I turned you into the DMV?
I mean, yeah. If they found out you knew where I was and you didn't tell them, they'd kill you.
I'd rather them kill me than live a life having betrayed the man I love.
Oh, really? You mean that?
Of course, sweetheart. All I want this life is to spend it with you.
Move in with me.
What?
Oh my God.
When all this is over, move in with me. We can live in my pocket dimension or the bone zone, wherever you want. I just want to be with you.
Yes, this is so fucking gay.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. When all this is over, let's move in together. We can work out the details later. But there's something you should know.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Ooh, you know they said it couldn't be done, but I knew if I tried hard enough, I could make it happen. I'm gonna be a papa again.
Baby, I'm joking.
No!
You're joking.
I thought that would be obvious based on the fact that I'm a skeleton person.
I thought we made a little miracle.
I thought I was gonna be Auntie Vicky.
Well, if it helps, you could keep trying to get me pregnant after we move in together.
How does one cream pie a skeleton's ass?
I'm not gonna answer that. We're at the conference room. Let's quit lollygagging.
As Ricky, Vicky, and Kyle walked into the conference room, they saw a pool of gold angel blood peeking out from behind the table.
Oh no! Linda! She's dead!
So am I, but you don't seem too upset about that.
That's true.
You were dead when I met you. Linda was very much alive a few minutes ago. We need to find out who...
I knew if I waited long enough, I'd find out who she was working with. You know, she actually thought she could capture me. Some worker drone angel thought she could take down an archangel. Oh my God, Kyle?
Vicky, eat them! Eat them now! Do it! Eat them! Eat them now!
They don't have six dicks! At least not that I can see.
What?
This is Uriel, not Astaroth.
Who is this? What's happening?
I wanted to break my dick swallowing record.
Some other time! Eat them now!
I'm dead! What other time?
Vicky, please. Uriel could hurt us, and Ricky is carrying my child.
I knew it. That's why Ricky is going.
You two are fucking?
Baby, I cannot be pregnant.
I would have bet my left nut that Kyle's a bottom.
For the baby!
No, you're a Sybil. I'm not going in there.
Oh, yes, you are.
Ooh, what's wrong?
I never swallowed an angel before. This asshole is giving me the bubble guts.
Poor Linda.
She's never gonna meet our baby.
Baby, I'm not.
I know you're not. But maybe we could adopt a hellhound or something.
You know I can't do that, being made of bones at all.
Yeah. An iguana, then.
You didn't jump to cat? You went straight to iguana?
Hey, homos. Can we get moving to that biometric scanner thing? This archangel is gonna give me the fucking squirts with the way they're fighting to get out of here.
You're right. Let's go.
As they walked out of the conference room, Ricky paid close attention to the faces of the people around them. Something seemed off. More off than the chaos from the Sibyls. There was a look of fear in some of the faces they were passing.
Come with me to this cubicle for a sec.
Just gonna keep this angel in my guts for longer. They're tearing up my... Oh, Christ. This is worse than the time I ate all that gas station sushi.
Baby, what are you doing?
Something is up. Something happened while we were in that conference room.
How did you know this person's password?
About half the time at the DMV, it's just password 1234.
Oh my god. Someone copied my password?
This angel is rearranging my guts, and it's not good.
I'm trying to hurry. I just have to see... Oh, my God.
What?
Ambrosio is dead. Judith killed him.
Oh, Rita was gonna kill him. What if she's there?
This doesn't say anything about Rita. Let's not stress about something before we need to.
Yo, I'm about to bust, and I don't mean a nut.
Okay, let's get moving.
How are we going to deal with this angel to get them to the scanner thing?
What do you mean?
This Uriel wants to kill us, yeah? From what they're doing to my stomach, I suspect as much.
We didn't think that far.
Can't you just, like, barf up their hand for the scanner or something?
Have you ever successfully barfed up just part of a meal?
Fair point. Let me try something.
You summoned a sword from the ether.
I did it.
Did you just summon that from your dimension?
Yeah. I guess with everything going on at the DMV, they don't have the capacity to stop me from accessing my pocket dimension here anymore. Vicky, if you can barf up Uriel, I'll chop their hand off and then send them to the dungeon in my dimension.
The only dungeon I've seen in your pocket dimension is a sex dungeon.
That's the one. Country girls make do.
Well, it's better than no plan, and the time is now. We're here.
I get to barf this bitch up?
Yep.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm gonna... Where'd you get a sword?
Bye-bye.
Fuck.
Say hello to Hans for me.
What?
Get on your knees, pig. Daddy's got his dom jeans on, and he is ready to play.
Are you Hans?
That's Daddy to you.
Daddy, Uriel needs medical attention.
God, I feel so much better now.
Do you think they'll be stuck in the sex dungeon for long?
Indefinitely. They don't know the safe word. Now, can someone else pick up that yucky severed hand and hold it up to the scanner?
Is it password 1234?
Fuck!
I got it. Here we go. Time to see the higher-ups.
Oh my god.
Holy fucking shit.
What does this mean? Where are the higher-ups? And why is there an orb about 8 refrigerators tall in here?
Hey, Hey, little buddies, if you like this episode, you can thank our Patreon supporters like Jill Shambaugh, Bethany Glass, Percy, Chamberlain Foreman, Nanya B, Kate Michigoose, K Genius, Chibs 1012, Dave Barrel, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus, Lutzi, Helen Clifford, B Trossler, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. This is episode 26, y'all. It's almost over. There are 28 episodes. I hope you've been enjoying the ride. I'm excited to finish out this show with you. We're going to be starting recording on the spinoff very soon, which I hope y'all will stick around for because I'm pretty excited for y'all to see what we're working on. But even though today's lucky winner is ending, it doesn't mean your support to us means any less because we're doing the spinoff and also working on another completely unrelated audio drama that we'll be releasing that we'll hope you give us a chance with. So when you point people our direction to today's lucky winner, you help us in all regards. So again, the way you could help us the most is tell other people about our shows. If you like today's lucky winner, if you like Info Dumpies, and hey, if you haven't checked out Info Dumpies, it's Violet and I talking about stuff that we enjoy and being pretty gay with each other and occasionally having guests on. So if that's something you'd like to listen to, I've heard it's very chill and people like to listen to it before bed. So I take that as a compliment. But yeah, telling other people about our shows and stuff helps us because we don't take paid ads and we don't pay for advertising. So the reason we even have the capacity to be thinking about a spinoff and an entirely different audio drama is entirely because you all have shared about the show so much and we have those wonderful Patreon supporters and have the capacity to do that. So if you all will keep doing that, even though today's lucky winner is coming to an end, that will allow us to devote more space and time to making you fun audio stuff to distract you from the horrors of being a human in this current world. So yeah. Tell people about the show. You want to help us even more? You can leave a nice review, comment, and subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. This helps us get more activity in the algorithms and helps us get shown to other people who might like the show. If you're in a space to help us out monetarily, you can go to the show details and find a link to our Patreon page, where we have different tiers, and it is just a Patreon for Mixnomer itself. So anything we're working on now or in the past or are going to be releasing, there's going to be bonus content there for you at the Patreon for just any Mixnomer stuff. And that all gets distributed to the cast and then some set aside for working on new stuff and improving our setups. And also, if you would like to hang out with us, you can go to the show details and find a link to our Discord server. I love our Discord server. It kicks ass. We're probably going to be doing a live listen through for the series finale of today's lucky winner. So if you want a chance to complain at me in a chat, in real time for your thoughts on the series finale, you can absolutely yell at me in real time as you listen if you want to do that and hang out in the Discord server. I'm so excited, and my feelings are very weird about the end of the show because it feels like an end of a chapter in my life, but I'm excited for y'all to hear the end of the series and what we've been working on, and I'm excited for you to hopefully hang around for the spinoff. But yeah, I'm really excited for you to hear these next two episodes. And yeah, I guess it's all I got for you now, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die.